Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And God is doing awesome things throughout the universe. So it's time to rejoice in the goodness of the Lord. Sometimes we talk a lot about what the devil is doing, and I think we don't talk much about what God is doing. So we're here this morning and make your day count to tell you that God is doing awesome things. He's doing it in my life. He's doing it in your life. So expect something good to happen to you today.
Restoration is our portion. God is awaiting our cry to restore for restoration. Our theme scripture has been in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 22. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey no one delivers, for plunder, and no one says restore. So we know that the restoration takes place in the areas that have been robbed, that have been plundered, that have been snared in holes, that have been hidden in prison houses, and those that have become prey, years that have been lost. And that's going to be our topic this week, restoring the years that have been ate up, that have been lost. And we have a very special guest in the studio with us all this week. Her name is Miss Emily Beckford. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, everyone. I'm very honored to be here with everyone.
Yes, and it's going to be great. Emily, we love to have you. And this is your first time.
Yes.
At this radio station on the air. But here's the cool thing here. You are with the family of Make Your Day Count.
Amen.
So we are here to talk about living a life that make your day count. And you have, how long since you have, tell us a little bit, how long since you know the Lord Jesus Christ?
I was 22 years old when I came to know the Lord. It's a long time ago, and yeah. I've never looked back.
So you're making your day what? Count.
Yes.
I'm so happy to have her. And we just recently got married, so I am a happy man. I'm going to make my day count. Emily and I are sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, on a more serious note, we are sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our job is to fulfill the call and purposes that God upon our life. So throughout this radio broadcast this week, she's going to be here, and she will. You feel free, Emily, to come in any place, anytime.
Okay.
The Holy Spirit gives you the clearance.
And it's the appropriate, perfect time, because last week, all week long, we were talking about restoration of marriages. God has an assignment for people as individuals, and he also has assignments as them through the marriage union. So that's a perfect introduction now to have Miss Emily Beckford here for this part from this day forward of the work that God has established through Celebration Tabernacle Church in the city of Cocoa and this radio broadcast, Make Your Day Count. So she is a wonderful asset, a helper comparable onto Pastor Beckford to be able to be here in this season, in this time, with compassion, with love, a welcoming spirit. And we are so glad to have her here with us, among us. We're talking about this week, restoring the years that were lost. And they both went through years of grief, and God has restored unto them both their joy. Because if you can see them, all it is smiles. You know, you can't see through the microphones, but if you were here, you'll see. Or if you've been at Celebration Tabernacle Church, you'll see smiles, 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 because God is a restorer, and joy truly comes in the morning.
Hallelujah. We're going to look again at Joel chapter 2, Diane. Joel chapter 2 and verse 23 through 36.
Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God.
Yeah.
For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I send among you.
So God promised to do what? Restore all the years that has been stolen out of our life. God promised here in the book of Joel chapter 2, especially at verse 25, would speak of wasted year, unproductive year, years of loss. Here the good news. God says, I will restore it back unto you. I will give you those lost years, those lost opportunity. Are you at a place where you can look back in your life and you see that you should have been far ahead, but you didn't? You should have, your opportunity had passed you by. You didn't seize it. You didn't get hold on to it. But God is saying here in the book of Joel, he will restore those years back to you. Mm-hmm. That's joy right there. Mm-hmm. You can rejoice there that God says in his word, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's always going to be right there to pick up the pieces that is broken. The broken pieces of your life, the unproductive years of your life, the disappointment of your life, the regrets of your life, the missed opportunity of your life. God says he will restore those years. He's going to give you fruitful years in the name of Jesus.
He restores, he redeems time.
Yeah.
How? Through wisdom. Bible tells us in Ephesians that we are not to be fools, but that we are to be wise, and that we are to look circumspectly, which means looking in every direction for the restoration, the wisdom, the strategy, the stewardship that God has for us to be able to go forward and to be able to prosper. He said he's going to restore unto us years.
Years.
And within those years, what are some things that we may have missed? Opportunities.
Yes.
Throughout those years. What are some things that we may have missed? Relationships, networking, different things, finances.
Yes.
That we may have missed. And he said, I'm going to restore unto you the years, what was inclusive of those years, what was contained in that time, that he's going to restore that back onto us. So there is a plan. Ever from the ever beginning, there's been a plan of restoration for all of humanity, and that plan is through Jesus Christ. So when we turn onto him, we cry out, restore. We cry onto the solution and stop looking at the problem. Stop meditating on the problem, but be willing to see the solution and to move in the direction of the solution, because Jesus came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. There's a thief. He comes with a purpose, an intention, steal, kill, destroy. But Jesus has come so that we could have life and we could have it more abundantly.
We have spent, and all of us in our lives, as we talk here this morning, we have gone through a period of disappointment. Things happen in our lives that put us in a stupor. We have spent our life doing things, and this is one. We have spent our life doing things unproductive, unfulfilled. How many of us have been doing a lot of things and there's no joy in doing it? We're busy doing a lot of things, but we are still unfulfilled. Why? Because we're not doing the things that God has called us to do. We're not in the purpose. We do not know our purpose. We haven't found our purpose. We are working on our purpose, and those are called unproductive years. Mm-hmm. So God says, look, don't give up on yourself. God will never give up on us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other encouraging word here, this doesn't matter what you're going through, God will what? Never give up on you. Mm-hmm. And he gives a tremendous promise here. He says, I will restore those years. Mm-hmm. I will grant you back those years. And so that your life can be now productive and so that you can live a fulfilled life. Mm-hmm. I thank God for God. Somebody got a shout out there. Somebody got to give God praise on this Monday morning as we wake up with a comforting word. And I will restore the ears that the swarming locust has stolen from you. And I will restore those ears that the devil has robbed you. All right, let's talk about this one here, guys. Sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Sickness is another thing that comes in our life and render us unproductive. Because when we're sick, we can't do anything. Some people are bedridden. Some people sick for years. And it costs them not to become productive. Well, here's the good news. God is the healing God. He will heal you. He'll grant you life again. And you will be able to pick up where you're supposed to start. He will go right back to the start. And you'll be able to live life of productivity.
We got to find the place of our healing in the Word.
There's
so many glorious accounts of healing in the Word. And we have so many testimonies just right in Celebration Tabernacle Church. A man who was in bed for months. He wasn't able to walk. He's walking now. He's playing football with his son. Why? Because he believed the Word. The whole time, he didn't believe the Word. He was starting to get discouraged. He even wanted to turn on God, he wanted to even renounce God and his salvation during the pain, during the times of isolation. But he got it in his spirit one day. He said, if I believe, I can walk. I can walk. He began to do the things, just laying there in that bed, started moving that leg to the best of his ability. He couldn't get out and use a big weight machine at Platinum Fitness or go run a laps, but he could just lift it ever so slightly. And through consistency and believing that it was possible in a short period of time, he's now playing football with his son. So God is restoring the time that was lost, the time that he was isolated in a room, a bed of infirmity. Now the time is being redeemed. His daughter is, got married and is having a baby. Time is being redeemed. Joy has come from that situation. Because why? Because he believed. And he said it ever so simply. He said, you know what? He said, if I believe, if I have faith that I'll be able to, I could do it. And he took that and he began to meditate on that. Not meditate on the pain, not meditate on the darkness, not meditate on the missed opportunities in the crippling situation, but began to meditate on, if I believe,
thank you
I
for
can.
Joining us
Make Your Day
for
Count.
Our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make a
Are
day
you
count.
Looking
for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.